Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome back to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. My guest today is Asha. She is the CEO and founder of Dreams to Destiny. She's going to tell us a little bit about how she became self-employed and how she made the journey that she made into her coaching business now. Asha, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Really, really excited.
So why don't you first just start off by telling the audience a little bit about you?
Okay, well, my name is Asha Mayotte. The Destiny is my company, and I am a spiritual business life coach. I'm also an author, a writer. I also have a healthcare business that specializes in Alzheimer's and dementia. I also have workshops that specialize in manifestation and meditation. I love God. That's about it. I love to have fun. That's about me.
So talk to us about Dreams to Destiny. How did that come to be?
Oh, actually, it came to be. I can remember walking on a beach. I was in Fort Lauderdale because I'm originally from Florida. And I was in Fort Lauderdale and I was walking on the beach and it was like a whisper. It really was. It was just really amazing. God kind of spoke to me. It was just like Dreams to Destiny, because I already was kind of like a therapist to my friends. So I knew that's something that I really wanted to do, which was, you know, help coach people. But it's really funny because how it started off is nothing like it ended up. So I do want to start off by saying, you guys, if something seems like it's not working, then you just got to have a little trust, have complete trust that creates miracles. Because you just never know where it's going to go. Because I never thought Dreams to Destiny would be what it is today.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? What was your vision for it in the beginning? And kind of what pivoted it to change? You know, the change that you're talking about. Could you like elaborate more on it?
Yeah, well, in the beginning, it was more of just the life coaching. Just the plain life coaching. And it wasn't really a spiritual aspect to it. And I went through, like most people, I believe, in this day and age, they're going through like a spiritual expansion, evolution, elevation type thing. And so I was really heavy into the Christian church. I'm licensed minister for the AME church, if I were still practicing. But I was on my way to being a preacher. But then, you know, life started lifing. That's what I call it. Things started to happen. Certain things started to happen, that which made me question my faith. And so I just want to, because you guys, it's natural, it's normal for you to feel those things, for you to go through those things, because, you know, it's a cycle. It's God always brings you through a complete circle. And so that's actually like what shifted it. Like my life, I felt like it was in the dumps. You know, I had lost my job. I was working for this company. I had a very good job, making like $14, $15 an hour. And that's good in Pensacola, Florida, honey. I had a good job and I actually didn't lose it. I actually quit to do things and then to go back to school. And I also was married. And then during that time, I got separated, divorced. And so there were a lot of changes that were transpiring in my life that made me question, like, what the hell? Like, what's going on? Through just a lot of searching on the inside, I was able to turn that around. You know, I mean, I can go. It's just a whole bunch for me to be able to say. So that's kind of like the short version.
That's the short version. What was the what was the aha moment for you? When was enough enough? When did you have to drastically feel like make a like that pivotal change? Like, okay, this can't be anymore like how it is.
Right. Actually, it wasn't until 2018 when that actually happened. When I moved to Detroit is when it actually really started to. When I got to Detroit, I realized that I created my own reality and that with the help of spirit or source, I could have anything that I wanted to, but I had to take control of it. I had to be a deliberate creator is what I call it. And so I had to start watching the thoughts that I think, because thoughts turn into things. So I became very conscious of that. So when I got to Detroit, I do a lot of spiritual work and because I don't want to offset people, but I started off reading tarot cards and people are kind of scared of tarot cards, but they're really just a tool for guidance. But by me doing that, it led to other things. And I started, because I give messages from people who have crossed over too. And so I've done group readings for that too. So that's actually how it started. I had to actually push myself and give people messages. I had to walk up to somebody who I didn't know and be like, yes, did you have a grandmother that passed away? Because she's here right now and wants to give you a message.
Wow.
So yeah, that was pretty life-changing and scary, right?
What made you move to Detroit?
Well, a series of unfortunate events. That's what I'm telling you guys, like things continue to happen. And I wrote a book and I talk about the principle of rhythm in that book.
Right.
And the principle of rhythm is kind of like the ebb and flow of life, mm-hmm. you know, so the pendulum swings. It goes from good to bad. Our job is to maintain our faith and maintain our vibration until it swings back over to the good side. So,
wow. Right.
Yeah. So.
So moving to Detroit wasn't necessarily for good reasons.
No.
In the beginning. Okay. Okay.
Right, no.
No. But there you were able to have like a mental and a spiritual evolution, really.
Yeah. My spiritual side exploded. And I'm going to tell you why, because when I got here in the situation that I'm in, because I've always been a go-getter and I've always been just, I don't stay in one place very long if it's not working. If something's not working, I don't pretty much stick around and let it keep not working. I try to find other ways to make it work. And so in the position that I was in at that point, I was ready to run. And I had to learn to stop running from my problems.
Wow. You know,
at that moment, and that's why I said I was pulling a lot of cards for myself. And I always say the difference between me and other people is that I really have complete trust. Like in whatever. There are 110 different ways to say the word water. If I throw it on you, you're going to get wet. So I don't care what you call that energy or what you call that spirit. You can call it God. You can call it Allah. You can call it Buddha. You know, I really don't care what you call it. You have to align with something that is higher than yourself. And so at that time, I was pulling my cards and they were giving me guidance and I was ready to run. And my cards was like, no, you just need to stay. Just stay. And at that time, and let me tell you, you guys, I have started so many businesses. I can't even tell you how many businesses I have started. I don't say they failed because a lot of them now are coming into fruition. You know what I'm saying? So it just wasn't time yet. You know, sometimes we try to get ahead of our manifestations and that's when we get overwhelmed or frustrated when we try to get ahead of it. And so at that time, God was telling me, no, chill, woman, chill. Just stay here and chill. And at that time when I moved here, I said I wasn't working for anybody else. I was at that point where, look, I'm done. I already know how to get this money. I know how to, you know, run a business. So when I got here, I wanted to focus straight on Dreams to Destiny. And that's why life was like, no, we can't do that. So I had to get another job. So that's what I'm telling you guys. Don't get frustrated. Like if
right.
you quit and then have to get another job again, don't get frustrated because, you know, you never know where it's going to lead you. And I'm going to go into that. So when I had to finally get a job, so I always work smarter, not harder. So I was like, what can I do where, you know, I can be comfortable and make money? So I always did home health care. And so I was like, OK, well, let me look into that and go ahead. So I always knew every time I wanted a job, I always got it. And that's what I teach, because it has to be an absolute knowing. When you want something, you have to know it and it will come to you. So I never had any problems getting any job. So as soon as I got that job, I started to, because things were getting like car payments was getting behind. My insurance was getting behind. It bills. I had one bills.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to get a job. And so when I started to be able to pay that off and get my bills down, my clients, I was like, you know, you're not supposed to do this. But I was like, how much you paying that company for care? And they was like, you know, such and such. And I was like, well, I charge you such and such, you know?
Right.
And so they was like, okay, yeah. So that's how I fell into my healthcare business. And right now I have one client and then I'm getting ready to have another client start. And this business alone generates me about $70,000 a year.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And so you bring up a really good point that I know sometimes people have dealt with entrepreneurship or transitioning or really trying to live and work in your life's purpose. Sometimes our 9-to-5 finances are dreams.
Right. Absolutely.
And I think you brought up a really good point that it doesn't necessarily always look like that story that the person just quit their job or lost their job and they went into this like six or seven figure business that just cleanly worked in like 3 months. You know, like that's just not
right.
The reality for everybody. Like you said, things will happen and then more things will happen and then
right.
More things will happen. And
right.
So I think it's important to expand on that, how you feel that is still in alignment with the direction that you're going in, correct?
Right, girl. I love that word. If you ever watch me, if y'all can find me on social media at Asha Mayotte on Facebook, because alignment is my favorite word. You know, alignment with your higher self, alignment with source. And yes, you have to understand everything works in divine timing.
Yes.
You know, so when things look like they may not be working, I tell my clients all the time, you have to stop trying to fit a star into a square shape. If it is not working, then you need to step back, because a lot of people pray, but they don't meditate. So I always tell people, if praying to God is asking, then meditation is listening. Do you understand? So a lot of us do a lot of praying and we don't do a lot of listening. And so with meditation, I guess Spirit wants me to expand on that, because that is the gateway to everybody being balanced, to being in alignment, what Spirit is saying. So yes, everything that happened was in line with what's supposed to happen, because everything that happens is supposed to happen, if that makes sense.
No, I think even if I piggyback on it, I know I've had some upsets in my life. You know, I mean,
right.
We always have them. And at the time when things may have happened or something may have fell apart or hurt me, I may not have understood why, you know, why that person hurt me so bad, why that situation happened, why that opportunity ended.
Right.
But sometimes later, and there's still some things right now I'm still waiting on, you know, like you said, the answers from God or from my higher power. When other things revealed and other things started to come together for me in life, aha moments where I said, well, that had to happen to set me up for this, or that upset had to happen to teach me what I needed to learn in that situation, or to teach me the skills I needed to navigate this next situation, or to put me in this position for this next blessing or this next thing. I wouldn't have been ready had I not gone through that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's easier said than done. And it's always easy when you're on the other side, but definitely when you're going through, it's so, so hard. But I think also too, and something I've talked about on the show, some of my biggest hardships have given me so much gratitude for just life period. And I talk a lot about, you know, how I used to be over 100 pounds heavier, then I lost weight and become a personal trainer. But that was part of my story. So
right.
As a child, I didn't understand why this was a battle I had to fight. I never knew then that was something that I was supposed to help other people get through, you know, later in life.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So had I not gone through that, you know, that just puts that whole authority in it. And I think that's kind of what you were saying too, like, there were things that have happened to you and you've gone through that were so necessary and worked together for your good. And sometimes it doesn't always look clear or is not understandable to others around us. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how, because I know you said you are in like ministry, you know, you're ordained.
Yes.
Okay.
I consider myself ordained.
Yes. And so I'm sure people around you or your church family or congregation or like your relatives, when you transitioned into, like you said, maybe less religious and more spiritual.
Absolutely.
What kind of, like, maybe, I don't want to say if it was backlash, what kind of reaction to things did you, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Yes, it was backlash.
What was that experience like? And can you just talk about that and how it was necessary for your evolution? And I ask you that specifically because sometimes in life, we may need to make a decision that is completely against what those around us may have been brought up to believe, what we've been taught to believe. And how can you walk in that direction if no one else around you, that's not the norm? You know, you're becoming the black sheep.
Right. There were several things that I, one, congratulations on that, because I used to weigh 344 pounds.
You too.
I absolutely know. Have you seen me? I absolutely,
yeah,
I weigh 160 pounds now.
Oh my gosh, so, you look amazing.
Yeah,
I would have never known. Congrats to you.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I understand that struggle and that
right.
It was absolutely part of your journey. I wanted, I just want to say real quick, every single thing you guys go through is part of your journey, even the bad. I teach the principle of polarity. That means there's two subjects to every subject. So understand, if there is no good, you would not know good if there was not bad. Understand that. Okay, so you have to go through some things that makes you appreciate the good, right? So understand that everything in your life has a purpose. This life, and I always tell my clients this, this is your journey. And this kind of goes into how you can walk that walk without people. Because let me tell you, it took a minute because I really cared about what my family thought about
me. Right.
You know? And it took a minute for me to get over that. But you can't let anybody define your spirituality. And that's period. And I am so confident because of what God has shown me. And that's the only thing that's important, right? Because this is my journey. You understand? And a lot of people allow other people to control their reality by allowing their opinions to affect their decisions, because life is about choices,
absolutely,
you know, and then you get results from those choices. A lot of us are insane because we keep making the same choices and then expecting something different, even
right.
from people,
mm-hmm.
even from people. So God had to tell me one. And this is how my life, because a lot of people screwed me over in life. A lot of people used to give me the ass kiss. Excuse me if I can't say that. But a lot of people used to do that. And so I was wondering, like, why? Because I used to say, I always get the crappy end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, why is this always happening to me? But I understood when I got to Detroit and I started this spiritual journey, is because God said, it's unconditional love. People don't love unconditionally anymore. It's always some condition. I'll love you if you're like this, or I'll love you if you're like that.
Mm.
And love is supposed to be unconditional. So God told me I had to go through all of that in order to learn to love people for who they are regardless. And so that helped me with my family too, because I can't expect them to be anything other than they are. That's insane on my part. Why do I keep expecting that from them? Why do I keep expecting a different result and they keep acting the same way?
Mm.
That's the very definition of insanity. So what I have to do is say, okay, I know exactly who you are and I love you anyway.
Right.
I don't have to deal with you. I don't have to talk to you. And then a lot of people, you know, they want to tell you their opinion. And I say, okay, that's great. I appreciate your opinion, but I'm independent of the good opinion of other people. You know what I'm saying? I have my own mind. So the bottom line is you have to have a strong enough mind to be able to accept people's opinion and not let it affect you, because you have to know that you live your life, not them, because people are always going to tell you what's best for you. Every time I get off the phone with my clients, I always tell them, hey, I'm glad we had this session and I'm glad spirit was able to speak to you. But what I want you to do is go meditate on what we said and then you go with your spirit, because only your spirit will tell you what's best for you. I can't even do that. You
right.
Understand?
Yeah.
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 And that's why meditation is so, and I talk a lot about on my show, just stopping to listen, because a lot of times people, especially who may have been religious or spiritual, have been taught, like you said, maybe to pray, but we haven't always been taught to sometimes just stop and listen.
Meditation has a stigma.
Right.
Like when people think of meditation, they think of like the Buddha dude and it's all the weird flowers and he floating. And you know what I'm saying? When you think of meditation, that's what you think of. But as I teach in my classes, meditation can be you walking in the park. If you like to draw, that's a form of meditation. Anything that takes you, especially if you're doing something creative, those are all forms of meditation, because it takes you out of your element of thought and then you're able to focus. Meditation is strictly about focus. You're able to focus on something. So a lot of people get frustrated because when they start to try to meditate, because I always tell my clients, like, try to listen to like maybe the air conditioner blowing in the back, like try to focus on that noise, the air conditioner blowing for 10 minutes. Don't take long. And so a lot of them get frustrated because they're like, my mind keeps moving. I'm like, yeah, it's a machine. It's going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like your brain is going to keep going. I've been meditating for about 7 years now, so I'm pretty good at it. But at first, like, and it's still some days that I have to keep bringing myself back to that, whatever it is I'm focusing on. And that's what meditation is about. You have to keep doing it. It's about intention and it's about consistency.
Yeah, a habit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Consistency.
So you have to just keep doing it. Don't give up. If your brain is wondering, because it will, it is going to. I absolutely guarantee that, you know, that it is going to wonder, especially if you're just starting. But like I said, if you keep doing it within 30 days, you will feel something. I can't explain it because you just got to feel it. You
absolutely.
Know, you tell my clients all the time, they be like, Asha, you know, teach me how to do this. Okay. You want me to teach you how to ride a bike? Okay. Well, I can tell you, well, you can sit right here, put your feet on the pedals, put your hands on the handlebar. But honey, if you want to do it, you got to push off and ride that.
You have to try. Yeah, you have to ride it.
I can hold it steady for you.
Right.
While you're going through. That's why I'm here. And see, that's what people need to understand. We are co-creators, and you can always call me for that upliftment. But at the end of the day, the happiness comes from within. You have to learn how to go within and find that happiness. And I always tell my clients that nobody or no situation is in control of that, right? It is not the snake bite that kills you. It is the venom that continues to run through your system. So it doesn't matter who bites you. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what situation hurts you. It doesn't matter who hurts you. They cannot affect you, right? It's what's running through your system. Do you have unforgiveness? Do you have hatred? Do you have vengeance? Because all those things cause blocks. You understand? And then all those things will hinder you in your growth. You know, so you can't allow other people to control what you have going on. You have to be a deliberate creator, and you have to know who you are. Stand firm in that. When my family, like at first, because I went through a whole thing. I was an atheist for about 2 months because I was learning about different things and I didn't believe in anything. My heart was broken. Because when I tell you I grew up in the church, baby, I'm talking about vacation Bible school.
Sunday school, everything.
Yes, honey, yes. My parents did not play that, you know? My family is very religious still to this day. And so it took a lot for me to when I was learning different things, that killed my spirit, you know? So I was like, I don't believe in nothing. But that's why I said, y'all have to really just be nicer to yourselves, because God always loves you. People try to give God the attributes of man, and that's just not so. God is a loving God. He's a forgiving God. You know, he's always here to guide us, but we are the one. That's what free will is. Understand that. God is here to guide us, but we make the damn choices. We make the choices. We have to make the choices, right? And life is about choices. So if you do not like where your life is, all you have to do is make a different choice. People be like, is that simple? Yes. I promise you it is that.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, yeah. And the rest is just, as I like to say, feeling the fear and doing it anyway.
And fear is a mug.
Yes. It will stop you. Yes. Asha, how can the audience find out more about you and more about Dreams to Destiny?
You can go to my website at dreamstodestiny.com, but that's usually more for like booking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm really active on social media, Facebook, and y'all, I'm crazy. So, you know,
you're unfiltered. Yes.
Yes. So I'm really doing good on this, and I'm so proud of myself. But you can find me at Asha Mayar on Facebook and Dreams to Destiny on Instagram. I'm also on Snapchat and I think that's it. Twitter. I'm on Twitter too, but mostly on Facebook and Instagram.
And why don't you spell it for them just so they know?
Asha is A-S-H-A, and then Mayat is M-A-A-T. And I would like to tell a story real quick about that name, because, you know, that's not my government name. Mm-hmm. So my government name is Lachey. And you spell that. And when I was going through my transition, I wanted a name, you know, from Africa, you know, an African name. You know, I wanted God to give me another name that reflected my culture. And so when he gave me Asha, it was so dope, because I was like, okay, Asha means life. That's what it means. And so I was like, I like to give people life. So, okay, God, I can do Asha. But it was so dope, because my real name is spelled L-A-S-H-A-Y. Mm-hmm. So God said, if you take off the first letter and the last letter, like Asha is the middle, is the inside of Lachey.
Right.
That was so dope to me. That's how God works.
It was already part of you.
And that's how it is with us in our journey. A lot of the times we don't allow the goodness to come because it's already done. Okay, alhamdulillah, it's already done. That means praise God. That means praise God, you guys. So, alhamdulillah, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So definitely follow Asha. But Asha, like all the guests that come on the show, I always ask them, like, what's your daily mantra, or what are some words that you live by? What's kind of gotten you through, kept you going on this journey that you have been going to for yourself, your spiritual journey and going into your own destiny.
Correct. Okay. So I want to tell you guys, rituals are very important. You don't have to do rituals like everybody else. And that's another thing. Stop looking at everybody else and seeing what they're doing, because that's their journey. Your journey is yours. It's not going to be like them.
Right.
So that's why I said, when somebody gives you advice, you take it with a grain of salt and you do what your spirit says. You have to learn how to follow your own guiding system. So every morning before I even get out of bed, I say, thank you, God, for waking me up. And so before my feet hit the floor, and then when my feet hit the floor, my knees hit the floor. I go into meditation. And this is an everyday thing, you guys, no lie. And then after meditation, I do yoga. I do about 40 minutes of yoga, and then I do Qigong. I don't know if you ever heard of that, but it's like a moving meditation.
Oh, right? Okay.
Kind of like Tai Chi. Have you ever heard of Tai Chi?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. It's a form of Tai Chi.
Okay.
Qigong. And so I do that. And that is what keeps me in alignment. But all you have to do is meditate for 15 minutes. You don't have to do all that. You know what I'm saying? Like God said, I do all that because, like I said, I was heavy. So I like to stay fit. So I like to do that. It gives me energy and stuff. You always want to move your body anyway. But you need to gain a ritual. That is what keeps me in alignment. And I also want to say, some days are better than others. You okay. guys, this is an everyday thing. Alignment is not like a college degree where you get it and you are enlightened forever. And so it's not like I'm just walking on clouds forever, you know, and just rainbows and everything is like 98% of the time it is like that for me. But like I said, I work at it daily. You have to work at it daily. And it's an everyday thing. Some days are better than the others. So on those days when you're not feeling it, be nicer to yourself.
Yes. Oh, that's
nicer
a definite
to yourself.
Yes, be nice to yourself. Yes. So Asha, audience, Dreams to Destiny, Dreams, the number 2, destiny.com. And you'll be able to find her on Facebook and all social media, you said, as well. Find out more about the services that she has and just the life that she lives. And we have life planning and life coaching and helping people.
Spiritual
and
coaching.
Spiritual coaching and just overall empowerment. And definitely a complex story, because, you know, every time it's just not so simple and clear cut. And I think that definitely can be motivating to so many, because it just isn't always a straight, narrow shot path. So definitely follow her. I've seen some videos you have on social media. So to hear more words from her, definitely check her out. And Asha, thank you so much for your time.
I thank you. And I just want to tell you, my quote is, my mantra is dare to be different and dare to dream destiny. But I always tell people, be open to everything and attached to nothing. That's the best advice.
I love it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Until next time. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Peace.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.